today, and we'll be meeting a little later at 11 o'clock at the War Memorial to meet the rest of the village as they partake in a remembrance service there. Just a couple of reminders. The Plantisham CAF, which I mentioned last week, is open during November and partly through December. And they'll be selling Christmas cards, calendars, Bibles, Christmas gifts. And they're open Wednesdays from 2:30 until 4:30. That's the Beacon CAF at Plantisham Baptist Church. The St Ives Food Bank have acknowledged our harvest donation, and I'll pin that on the notice board at the back. Just a reminder that on Tuesday at 7:30 we have our prayer and Bible study by Zoom. Next Sunday, Phil Thompson from War Boys will be here to lead our morning service.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Well, today is Remembrance Sunday, and we are a nation, we are a country, the United Kingdom, that God has blessed in many ways, and we should remember that. He's given us freedom, he's given us peace, he's given us justice. He's given us laws and systems of law. He's given us education, schools and universities. He's given us medical care, hospitals and emergency services. He's given pensions for the old and help for the disabled and many good things. And it's good that today we should thank him for all that. And we remember that we have been attacked as a nation in the past by others who wanted to take over our country, but God has protected us and we should thank him. And many people have given their lives, they've died in these wars that we're remembering especially today, to protect our country, and it's right that we should thank God for them and remember them. And we should pray for those who still suffer because of wars all around the world, and who suffer because of past wars. And we should pray for our soldiers and sailors and airmen, and pray that he will keep us in peace, and pray that our country might be faithful to God and remember him, that in our Remembrance Day we might remember God. Some words from Psalm 67. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. And our first hymn, we want to do just that. Number 33, praise my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring. Number 33.
Ransomed, healed, free.
Let us all pray together. Let us pray. O God, our Father in heaven, as we come before you this morning, we remember that you are the Almighty God, the one who made the world and everything in it, and who made us. And we remember that you are the all-wise God. Lord, you watch over this world, you care for it, you keep it in motion. And Lord, you are the holy God. There is no sin, there is nothing wrong, there is no taint of evil in you. Lord, you are perfectly good, and you are all kind and merciful. You showed this supremely when you sent your only Son, our Lord Jesus, to be our Saviour. How we thank you that he came to rescue us from our sins. Lord, were it not for him, where would we be? But we praise and thank you this morning for that he gave his life that we might be saved, that we might come to you. Lord, we have thought of all these things that you are, almighty and wise and holy and kind and merciful and loving. But we confess that we are none of these things. We're often not wise or not kind or not loving. Lord, we're sinners. We're sinners in need of pardon. Lord, we come before you this morning and ask you to help us, that we might be truly sorry for our sins, that we might turn away from them, that we might trust in the Lord Jesus, and that we might know and be assured that you have forgiven our sins for Jesus' sake. Lord, we want to pray with the words that the Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our second hymn is number 587. I waited for the Lord my God and patiently did bear. 587. Let us all pray together again. Let us pray. Lord, as we come before you on this Remembrance Sunday, Lord, we want to remember our nation. We thank you that you have placed us here, made us citizens of this country. We thank you for your mercy and your goodness to our nation. We want to pray for our nation today. We want to pray for our King and Queen. We want to pray for our royal family. We pray for the Prime Minister and the government. Lord, how we pray that we might be governed wisely, with justice and with kindness and with compassion. Lord, there are many challenges facing our nation today and facing our government. And we pray that in these challenges, Lord, they might seek your wisdom and your help. We do want to continue to pray against this assisted suicide bill as it continues to go through the Parliament. And we pray, O Lord, that it might be stopped in its tracks. We do want to pray for our armed forces today. And we pray for them especially if some are in places of danger, that you might protect them. We pray, O Lord, for chaplains and scripture readers in the forces today, that you will help them on this Remembrance Day as they remind men and women of who you are and of what you have done, of what you have done in protecting our nation, and in what you have done in sending the Lord Jesus to save us. Lord, we want to pray today for those remembering loved ones who died in wars or in terrorist attacks. Lord, back in the last century or in more recent days, we pray that you would comfort those who grieve and draw near to them today. We want to pray for places in our world where there is war today, and we think particularly of Ukraine, we think of the Middle East. We thank you for the measure of cessation of hostilities that we've seen in the last few weeks, and we pray that that might lead to a lasting peace and justice and reconciliation and reconstruction. We want to pray for Sudan. Lord, we hear little in the news, but we know that there is a terrible war going on, and we pray for peace in that country and pray for your believing people, though they be few, that they might trust in you and shine for you in the darkness. And we pray, O Lord, for the spreading of your glorious gospel in this country and around the world. We know that this is the only true way of peace, the only way of reconciliation with God and with man. And Lord, we pray for this village, Lord, that even as we stand around the war memorial this morning and hear scripture read and sing, we pray, O Lord, that you would direct the hearts of those who were there to yourself. We do want to pray for our church. Lord, you see us in our weakness and in our need. We pray, O Lord, that you would meet with us, that you would draw near to us, that you would move among us, that you would draw souls to yourself, that you would draw new people to our church, that you would build up our church and make us, Lord, a light in this village. We do want to pray especially for Keith, that you'll watch over him in his time of need. We pray for Sally in the nursing home. We pray for Rhoda. We pray for Sally and Sandra that are not able to be with us today. And pray, O Lord, that you would draw near to each one. We pray that you will bless our service and be with us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now our scripture reading is Psalm 46. I'm going to read a very familiar portion of the scriptures for Remembrance Sunday. Psalm 46, page 570 in the Church Bible. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease. to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Let's just pray for Edwin. Dear Lord, we thank you for Edwin. We thank you for his love for you. And we pray for him as he has this little episode again. We just pray that you'll be with him and restore him and bless him. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Remembrance Sunday. Remembrance Sunday brings to our attention times and events that shook our parents' and grandparents' generations. Hard times, painful times, cruel times. They were times when the newspapers and radio broadcasts weren't taken up with the latest scandals of film stars or sportsmen and women or royalty. The preoccupation was, would our nation survive? Could we remain a free and independent country? Would we ever know peace again? They were troubled times. And the Bible verse to which I want to draw your attention today comes at the end of a psalm, Psalm 46, in which the writer reminds us of many troubles that were happening or that might happen. Verse 1, if you keep the psalm before you, verse 1 speaks of trouble. Verses 2 and 3 speak of earthquakes and tsunamis. Verse 6 speaks of terrorism and revolution. Verse 9 speaks of wars and conflicts. Troubles. That's the world of the psalmist. And that was the world from 1914 to 1918. And from 1939 to 1945. And friends, that is the world today. It hasn't changed. We don't all face the same situations. But we all face troubles. And a world of troubles. Our world is a world of material and technological progress. But when it comes to troubles, the troubles that affect ordinary people, nothing's really changed since the days of the Bible. That's why the Bible is so relevant to us today. The context of the Bible is the context of our current world, with natural disasters and wars, with terrorism and violence and coup d'etat, and with all kinds of personal troubles. God has written this book for us. And not just for us Westerners, but for people in all parts of the world and every situation. And Psalm 46 is the part of the Bible to which we often turn on Remembrance Sunday. We often think about verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. But today, I want to focus a bit further down at verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And I want to suggest to you that having set the scene of a world in trouble, and yet a world in which God is in control, I think in this verse, the psalmist is telling us how we should face a life of troubles, how to behave when all around our soul gives way. And notice that it's not the psalmist who gives this advice. We read, "He says, be still and know that I am God." This is God speaking. This is the word of Almighty God. So let's think about it and seek to understand exactly what God is saying this morning, because God is saying it to us. Be still and know that I am God. I think that in this little phrase, God is speaking to our emotions. Be still. And then he's speaking to our minds and know. And finally, he's speaking to our faith. I am God. Three parts of us, we might say, that need God's direction and God's help in the day of trouble. Our emotions, our minds, and our faith. So firstly, be still. God's direction for our emotions. Emotions are powerful things. And faced with the kind of trouble that the psalmist has described in this psalm, we're not surprised when troubles stimulate our emotions. Emotions are something we could all identify with. Who hasn't felt emotional when some event has suddenly taken place in our lives, or in the lives of our families, or those near to us? And emotions are not bad things. Emotions are part of the very essence of being human. If someone has no emotions, we think there's something wrong with them. And when we see folk overcome with emotion, it touches our emotions and we feel for them. The Lord Jesus, the perfect man, showed emotion. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus wept. When Jesus saw the corrupt money changers in the temple, he was angry. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when facing his imminent cruel suffering and death upon the cross, when he would bear the punishment of God in the place of sinners, he sweated great drops of blood. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, felt human emotion. There are many different emotions that may come to us. The emotion of sorrow. When we've done badly in an exam, for example, or when a friend has let us down, a feeling of disappointment. The emotion of grief. When we've lost a loved one and our hearts feel torn apart, and there's just a feeling of emptiness. The emotion of anger, when we're the victims of injustice and of the wickedness of men. The emotion of fear, when we're facing the unknown and the enemy of illness, or of financial insecurity, or, as we're particularly thinking today, a physical enemy with whom our nation is at war. And of course, there are many happy emotions too. Emotions are not sin. In Ephesians 4:26 we read this: be angry and sin not, or in your anger do not sin. Emotions, even anger, are not sin, but they can lead to sin. Anger can lead to hatred. Grief can lead to self-pity. Fear can lead to unbelief. Sorrow can lead to selfishness. And so what God is saying to us in this verse is this: when circumstances stir an emotional response in you, be still. When emotions come to us, it feels like a flood has flowed over us. Emotions can just take over. But emotions are not totally out of our control. That's why in Ephesians 4, Paul says, in your anger, do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. You sometimes feel angry, says Paul, but don't let it lead to hatred. Don't let it fester. Take a hold of yourself. In other words, be still. The Bible is a realistic book. It deals with us as the real people that we are. When we read through the Psalms, time and again, we read the words of the psalmist. And he's angry or fearful. The circumstances around him are dreadful. He thinks he's drowning. He thinks his enemies are going to overwhelm him. But then we see God dealing with him and saying to him, like here in Psalm 46 verse 10, be still. Our emotions are not completely out of our control. Be still, says God. Calm down. Stop for a moment. Take a break. Have a pause. Be still. Be quiet. Stop panicking. Stop talking. Stop imagining. Well, we say that may sound all very well, but how do we do that? How do we be still? Well, of course, God anticipates our question. So he continues with our second point. Be still and know. We need to use our minds. We need to use our thoughts. We need to use what we know. God has given us the Bible so that we might know. At the beginning of Luke's Gospel, he writes, I decided to write an orderly account of events for you so that you may know the certainty of the things you've been taught. Knowing involves learning. It involves studying. It involves thinking. We will only know what we need to know by reading and studying and thinking about the Bible. And knowing also involves remembering. That's our theme on Remembrance Sunday. God has given us minds and God has given us memories. We may not have the greatest of minds. And we may find that with the passing years, our memories are not quite what they were. But we need to use what we have. We need to know and to remember what we know. God has given us in the Bible all we need to know in order to face all the challenges of this life, the fact of our own sin, and the reality that one day we shall pass from this life and meet the Lord, the judge of all the earth. And he's given us all this in clear teaching. The teaching of God the Father in the Old Testament, the teaching of the Lord Jesus in the four Gospels, the teaching of the apostles inspired by the Holy Spirit in the epistles. And God has put all that in the context of the stories of human lives that are described to us throughout the Bible. All kinds of people who show themselves as weak and needy sinners like us, and from whom, therefore, we can learn and know. And people who we can remember. Remember Lot's wife, Jesus said to us. Be still, God's instruction for our emotions. And know, God's instruction for our minds. Now here's the third point. That I am God. Be still and know that I am God. God's instruction for our faith. At the end of the day, at the end of a weary and stressful day, or in the middle of the day, or night, an anxious day, a day of trouble, a fearful night, what God does is to turn our hearts and minds to himself and urges us to trust him. That's our only hope, but that is our sure and certain hope. Be still and know that I am God. When we're in trouble, we need to remember that God is God. Be still and know that I am God. There's only one God, but there is a God. The psalmist starts, God is our refuge and strength. God is. God isn't a figment of our imagination. God is real. And God is God. In Isaiah 45 we read this. This is what the Lord says. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. He is the real God. He has, Psalm 46 in our psalm here this morning, Psalm 46 and verse 6. Psalm 46 and verse 4. He has a city, the city of God. Something real. God isn't just some vague vapor, as it were. He's a real God who has a real city. And he has a voice. Verse 6. He lifts his voice. It's a powerful voice. The voice of God. He spoke the word and the world and all that's in it came to be. He speaks. That's why we read the Bible. Because we believe that in it God has spoken. This is the word of God. And he's a God who acts. He's a busy God, if we can say that. Verse 8. Come and see what the Lord has done. He's an active God. He's not just an old man up there somewhere. He's an almighty God. Verse 8, verse 11. The Lord Almighty is with us. We need to remember that God is God. And we need to remember that God is in control. He lifts his voice, verse 6, and the earth melts. Verse 9, he makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Not Mr. Putin, not Mr. Trump. God is in control. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He does it. This is what it's so easy to forget on the day of trouble. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like God is in control. Indeed, it doesn't feel like anyone is in control. That's what troubles our emotions. That's what causes us to fear. But God says to us this morning, be still and know that I am God. I am God and God is in control. And no one in this world, no spirit of evil, nothing can hinder God's control. Look at verses 2 and 3. Mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Its waters roar and foam. Can they thwart God? Do they have their own mind and power? Look at the next verse. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. In the midst of chaos, there is peace and order and control. And it comes from God. God is God, and God is in control. And we must remember that that God is present and near. Verse 1, God is an ever-present help in trouble. And verse 11, the God of Jacob is our refuge. You remember the story of Jacob? He didn't start well. He was a deceiver. He was a cheat. He lied blatantly to his father. He stole from his brother. But God was merciful to him. God was near to him. God was present with him. And you remember how when he was running away, fearful and in trouble, and he lay down at night in the middle of nowhere. And as he slept, he had this dream. And in the dream, he sees a staircase. And the staircase was the way to God. God was at the top of the staircase. And he woke in the morning, a changed man, because he realized that God was there in that place. God was near to him. And God was not his enemy. Because God had made a way for Jacob to come to him. A staircase that we understand from the New Testament was a picture of the Lord Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Be still and know that I am God. When troubled days come, and they will, let us not be consumed by our emotions. Let us be still. And let us know, let us think, let us remember that God is Almighty God, who is near us, who is present with us, who loves us and cares for us. God is our refuge and strength. Let's trust him, for he will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. We're going to close our service by singing to the praise of God, hymn number 97. Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Number 97. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.